Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lami Gimel in Meseches Erevin. I'm recording this in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, in the Old City, in the ancient Beis HaKnesses Ol Yitzchak. Ancient in the sense that it is a Beis HaKnesses that goes back over 100 years, but just been rebuilt. And the noise that you hear in the background is the Beis HaKnesses' Talmud Torah, which reverberates again in its walls. It had been destroyed in 1948, and the exact same shul. So I'm sitting in an ancient Ezras Nashim, old-style benches, old-style structure that's just been rebuilt just a couple of years ago in the exact way the Beis HaKnesses stood before it was destroyed by the Arabs in 1948. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up on Daf Lamed Gimel. Our Daf is going to discuss the way in which the dam from a Korban Tamid is collected. That's what we're going to pick up with on the bottom of Lamed Beis on the Beis. Our daf is an important daf on Lamed Gimel and Aleph, where it's going to discuss the exact Seder HaAvoda. And there are two different opinions about the order of the Seder of HaAvoda. It's a machlokis between Abaye and Abba Shol that we're going to see in today's daf. That discussion of the details will take us through Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, where the position of Abaye is going to be challenged by Rav Papa. So our daf really is going to be all about the Seder of the Avoda in the morning. So let's take a look on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. We're going to pick up 10 lines from the bottom of Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, which is going to analyze the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us, Heviu loy es hatamid. They brought the Kohen Gadol, the Korban Tamid, which was unique. The Mishnah told us on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, over there, that what was special about it is that the Kohen Gadol would attempt to do both the Shechita as well as the Kabbalah. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us, let's look back at that Mishnah, Hiviu lo asatami karzo umeirik achar shechit al yado. Someone else was meirik, he would finish the Maisa Shechita, even though the Kohen started, someone else finished it, so kibel es hadam, so that the Kohen should be able to accept the dam. The Gemara wants to clarify what is the meaning behind kirtzo. My kirtzo, Amar Ula, Lushna de Ketalahu. It's a lashon of killing the animal, that the animal is killed through the kirtzo. Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak, Maikra. What's the source that says that it means that it's Ketala? What's the source? The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, Eglo Yaf Yafia Mitzrayim Keretz Mitzafon Bava. My mashma, what is the meaning of that Pasuk in Yirmiyahu that a nice Egla from Mitzrayim is carrots? My mashma get the mitargim Rav Yosef Malka Yoei have Mitzrayim am min katoilin mitzipuna yesen Allah. From the nice malchus of Mitzrayim, that's the egla yafe, there will be people that will come to kill from the north. So carrots mitzafon means that they're going to come to murder them from the north. Hence the makar for the meaning of carrots. Karetzu bekama. What is considered the amount of kritza that's done by the Kohen Gadol that then someone else takes over? Amar Ula Berov Shnaim. It has to be the majority of the two. The two are the famous Kone and Veshet, the esophagus and the windpipe, that the majority has to be cut, as described in the Gemara in Chulin. V'chema Rabbi Yochanan Berov Shnaim. Rabbi Yochanan also says it's the majority of the two. Afrei Shlakish Sover Berov Shnaim. And Rishlakish also holds that's the majority of those two. The Amar Rishlakish, as Rishlakish taught, V'mechi me'achash eshaninu, rubo shel echad kamahu. When it comes to Shechit Aschulin, Rashi explains that you need the majority of each one of the simanim. Lama Shaninu, then why did we learn Rov Echad Ba'ov Rov Shnaim B'behema? Lefisha Shaninu, because we learned in our Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Amibes in Yuma, Hevi'ilu Asatami Kartso Umerik Acher, that the Kritza was done by the Kohen Gadol and the Merika was done by somebody else. Yacholo Merik Ye Pasol. And I would have a Havamina that if the Merika was not done, it would be Pasol. Now the Gemara, before it continues, this point about what's the Chiddush of both Mishnayis, asks on this point, Yacholo Merik Ye Pasol. If there was no Marika, you had Havamina Pasol. In Kain Havile Avoda Ba'acher. If the Marika needs to be done and it's considered an Avoda, then it will be an Avoda done by someone who is not a Kohen. Vitanya, and we learned it at Brisa, Kol Avoda Siyom Kippurim Enik Sheiris Elabo. So the Avoda has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. If we say someone aside from the Kohen Gadol is doing the Marika, so what does that show us? That shows us that's not considered an avoda. If it's not considered an avoda, then why would you have a havamin? It's possible. Hachi kamar yochel yehi possible midrabbanan. You're right. The only havamin would be possible is midrabbanan. Tap alam gimel amid aleph. Kachaninu. So for that reason, we learned. Now we're coming back to the chiddush of both Tanaitic teachings. We needed roiv echa boiv roiv shnayim bebehema. That number one, we have this halacha, says Rashi, in regards to chulin. And then we also have this halacha in regards to the seder of the kodshim. And it's coming to tell us that this halacha by kodshim as well requires kirtzo with rov shnayim. Says the Gemara, v'chim yachad afilu psul midrabanan leka. If we're going to say that there isn't even a psul midrabanan, if it's done by someone that's not a kohen, lamali lamarek. Why do you even need to do Marika altogether, that the Kohen needs to finish off the Shechita? Answers the Gemara, mitzvah lemarik. There still is a mitzvah to finish off the Shechita, in that all the blood should come out properly from the carbon to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Zrika as much as possible. Now we put a very, very big period over here, and as we introduced in our introduction to the daf, we're going to have one of the most important dapim in terms of the Seder of the Avoda, which is celebrated as Abaye's Seder of the Ma'aracha, going according to the opinion of Abishol. Earlier on Daf Yudalad Amabez, we had a machloikis between the Chachamim and Abishol. Both agree that the lighting of the menorah was interrupted after lighting the five Neros, then an Avoda was done. The Chachamim on Yudalad Amud Beis say that what was done in the interim was Haktaras Haktaras, and Abishol says that it was the Dam HaTomid. In this machlokis between Abishol and the Chachamim, Abaye followed the position of Abishol. And that is that between the lighting of the candles, the Dam HaTomid was taken care of. So you put a big period here. Abaye Misader Ma'aracha Mishmei De Gemar V'Alibud Abishol. Abaye set up the order of the Avodas Beis HaMikdash, according to the position of Abishol. And it went in the following order. Ma'aracha Gedola Kodemes L'Ma'aracha Shnia. First the Ma'aracha Gedola was set up, on which they would put the Ktores. And then there was the Ma'aracha Shnia, that was done in the Chatzer to the Heichal, that they used to take the coals from the outer mizbeach and put it into the inner mizbeach for the ketores. Ma'aracha shnia shel ketores kodemes l'sidur shnei gizrei etzim, and that preceded, that was before the setting up of the shtei gizrei etzim that was added to the mizbeach hachitzon. The sidur shnei gizrei etzim kodem l'dishon mizbeach hapnimi, and the setting up of the two gizrei etzim were done prior to the cleaning off of the Mizbeach HaPnimi of yesterday's Ktores. V'disha Mizbeach HaPnimi Koydim La'atavas Chamesh Neros. The cleaning off the Mizbeach HaPnimi was done before lighting the five Neros of the menorah. V'atavas Chamesh Neros Koydim L'dam HaTamid, and then the Hatavas Neros is done, and then after that comes the Dam HaTamid. Rashi says that means both for Shechita as well as for Zrika. Notice, this is the opinion of Abishol, who says that between the Hadlakas Neros comes the Dam HaTamid. The Dam HaTamid Kodim HaTavas Shtei Neros. And after the Dam HaTamid comes the other two candles. V'Atavas Shtei Neros Kodim L'Ktores. After the Atavas Shtei Neros comes the Ktores. V'Ktores Kodim Le'Varim. Then you have the Evarim after the Ktores. V'Evarim L'Mincha. The Evarim that were brought on the Mizbeach are then followed by the Karbin Mincha. That Rashi explains is the Karbin Mincha that comes along with the Tamid. U'mincha l'chavitim, and the Karbin Mincha precedes the Karbin Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. V'chavitim l'nesachin, and then after the Chavitim comes the libations. U'nesachin l'musafim, after the Nesachim come the Musafim. U'musafim l'bazichin, and after the Musafim come the Bazichin. The Bazichin are the frankincense that was put on the Lechem HaPonim on Shabbos. Uvazichin l'tamid shel bein arbaim, the vazichin comes before the Karbin Tamid. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, the Karbin Tamid comes last. V'hikter aleha chal v'ashlamim, aleha shleim karbonos kulam. Chazal darshin v'hikter aleha, that it is the concluding factor of the shlamim. Period.
Amar Mar, Mar taught us, Marocha Gedola, Kodemes la Marocha Shnia Shel Ketores. The setting up of the Marocha Gedola goes before the Marocha Shnia of the Ketores. Minolam, what's the source for this? Desanya, we learned in a Braisa. What is the description of a carbon Ola in Perek Vav and Vayikra? Hi ha Ola al Mokta al Mizbeach Kol Alayla. Al Mokta al Mizbeach Kol Alayla Zum Marocha Gedola. That is a reference to Macha Gedola. And then the Pasuk says, Ve'esham Mizbeach Tuka Boy, the concluding part of the Pasuk, Zom Marocha Shnia Shel Ketores. That's in reference to the second Marocha on of the Ketores. Ask Gemara, how do you know that that's so? Ve'epach, maybe it's supposed to be inverted, and he's supposed to do the Marocha Shel Ketores before the Marocha of the actual Mizbeach. Ano mistabra, it's logical. Marocha gedola difa. The Marocha gedola gets preference. Shekein kaparosa miruba. It has a great kapara because on the Marocha gedola all their kabanas go except for the ketores. Asks the Gemara. Adaraba. Marocha shnia difa. The Marocha shnia is better. Shekein machnisim imena lifnim. That it's the Marocha of the Ketores is done inside of the Heichal. In contrast, the Mizbeach HaGadol is in the Chatzer. Afilu Achi says the Gemara, Kaparasa Meruba Adifa, the fact that most Karbonos are done on it is what gives the Marocha Gedola preference because it has all those Karbonos. The Iba is saying, or else I could give you another Teretz. Ilo Mishkach Eitzim the Marocha Shnia. If they didn't find good Eitzim for the Mizbeach HaKedores, Milo Ma'ayil Mi Marocha Gedola, would they not take out the wood that was designated for the Marocha Gedola? In other words, we see that there is no greater inherent Kedusha of the Marocha in the Heichal of the Mizbeach HaKedores, because in case of need, they would take the Eitzim from the Marocha Gedola and use it for the Marocha Shnia. So we see the Marocha Gedola is of equal Kedusha as Marocha Shnia, because it was used for the Marocha Shnia as well. The Gemara continues, Marocha Shnia Shel Ketores, the second Marocha the Ketores, Kodemes L'Sidr Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, that goes for before the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, Minolon. How do we know that's so? Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, Uvir Aleha Koyen Eitzim Baboiker, Baboiker says that you set up the Eitzim Baboker of Baboker. Aleha velo al chaverta. Aleha is mashma that on the Marocha Gedola you put the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim and you don't put it on the Marocha Shnia of Ketores. Michlal, but that would indicate the Isa lechaverta, that it already existed, that the Marocha Shnia already existed. And you don't put the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim on top of it. Asks the Gemara, can you make that Rasha Aleha v'lo achaverta? V'hay Aleha miboyle legufe. We need to tell us that there's a mitzvah to put the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim on top of the Ma'arocha. Says the Gemara, Trei Aleha Ksiv. There are two cases, two instances, where the Torah HaKadosha says, Uvir Aleha Koyen Eitzim Baboiker Baboiker. Why? It says, Uvir Aleha Koyin, and then it says, V'arach Aleha Ayla. So there are two Aleha's. One is Lagufai, and one is to tell you that the Gzirei Eitzim go on top of the Marocha Gedola, and not on top of the Marocha Shnia. We learned, according to Abaye, Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, Koydim L'Disho Mizbeach HaPnimi. The first, you put the Gzirei Eitzim on top of the Marocha Gedola, then you do Disho Mizbeach HaPnimi. Avagav, Dehocha Ksiv, Baboiker, baboiker, v'hacha ksiv, baboiker, baboiker, even though it says baboiker, baboiker, in two different places. So maybe, how do we know that the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi goes after Shnei Gzirei Eitzim? Says the Gemara, afilu hachi, machshir, adif, a machshir is better. In other words, the Sidur HaEitzim is a machshir for the Ketores, and that will come before the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. Machshir Maniyu, what exactly are we referring to the Machshir? Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. You're assuming the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim are the Machshir for the Ketores, Va'amrit, but didn't we learn?
Shnei gzirei etzim lemaracha gedola. It's for the maracha gedola shnei gzirei etzim. It's not going on the maracha ktana. That's not a machshir for the ktores. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah shum etzim. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, since it's connected to etzim, it's some type of etzim, and the maracha shnia, which is also made of etzim, is machshir the ktores, and this is also of etzim, it goes first. Ravina Amar hold v'hischu b'maracha, since you already began the maracha, before you do the dishon on the mizbeach haktores, hold v'hischu b'maracha, goymer. Since you start with the maracha, you should finish with it as well. Rav Ashi Amar, ilo mishkach etzim la maracha shnia, milo ma'ayel mi maracha gedola. You're right, the etzim for the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is not l'chatchila used for the Ktores. On the other hand, if there isn't anything on the Maracha Shnia, you would use from the Maracha Gedola, and you would use the Gzirei Eitzim to be machshir for the Ktores. We also learned, we continue four lines from the bottom of Adisha, Mizbeach HaPnimi, Koidim La'atovas, Chamesh Neiros, that the Dishun of the Mizbeach HaPnimi was done before the Hadlok of the first five Neiros of the Menorah. My time, what's the rationale? Amar Abaye, Abaye says we have a tradition. Gemara Gamrina, Svara Lo Yadana. We don't know exactly why the Dishun comes before the Hadlok. We have a tradition, even though we don't know the Svara. Verava Amar Karish Lakish. Rava has a tradition from Rish Lakish. The Amar Ein Reish Lakish, Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvah. It's a beautiful rule that you're not supposed to pass over mitzvahs. And what happens, let's continue on to Amud Beis, when the Kohen's ready, after he's done the Avodah and the Chatzer, the parts in the Avodah, the Chatzer we described above, and he goes into the Heichal, V'chi Ayel Heichal, B'mizbach Poga B'Reisha. He will first bump into the Mizbeach before he reaches the menorah. Disanya, as we learned in a very important Braisa, the location of the Kalim in the Migdash, Shulchan Bitzafon, the Shulchan was in the north, Mishoch Ben Akosol Shtei Amos, two Amos away from the northern wall, Shu Amos Umechza, 2.5, Umenorah Bidarum, and the Menorah was in the south, Meshuchim Nekosu Shtei Amos Umechza, also 2.5 away from the wall, Mizbeach Memutza, Mizbeach was in the middle, Va'omid Be'etza, Umeshoch Klapei Chutz, and it is closer, a little bit closer towards the entrance, Kima, a little bit closer to the entrance. Hence, the first thing you will bump into, quote-unquote, is the Mizbeach HaKtoris. Why is it, asks the Gemara, that the Mizbeach HaKtoris is a little bit further out? V'nukbe la'adayu. Why isn't it parallel to the menorah and to the shulchan? Kivin d'chsiv es ha-menorah nochach ha-shulchan. It says that the menorah is supposed to be opposite the shulchan. The Torah Kedosh describes in Shmos Chavav, Samtus HaShulchan Michutz Baruch says, HaMenorah Nochach HaShulchan. Ba'inon D'chazo Adadi. It's supposed to draw a parallel line without any airspace in between. In other words, the Mizbeach HaKtores is not supposed to be interrupting between them. So for that reason, you have the Mizbeach HaKtores a little bit further out. The Gemara now makes an important halach al maisa application from Rish Lakish's rule of ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvos to a totally different sugya of halacha. Amar Rava Shma Mino, we hear midivrei Rish Lakish, avura dira atotifta asur, that one is not allowed to pass over the totefta, the tefillin. In other words, you're not allowed to pass over the shel yad to put on the shel rosh, hechi avid, midra lito tefta. You should have first the tefillin of the shel yad, so as not to pass over it. Period. Va'atovas chamesh neiros. We learned kodem l'dam atamid. That comes before the korban tamid. V'dam atamid kodem la'atovas shtei neiros. And the dam atamid comes before the lighting of the last two candles. My time, why is there an interruption between the two? Amar Abaye, Ahu, Baboker, Baboker. When it says in the Torah, Baboker, Baboker, the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, in reference to the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, as the Pasuk says, V'yer Alea Kohen Eitzim, Baboker, Baboker, the Lo Tzrichi, we don't need that. Shadinu Lahacha, we send it to over here to the Avodas Hatamir Atavas Shteiros. Chad Shadya LaHatavas Chamesh Neiros. One we put by the Hatava of the five Neiros. Chad tells us that there is an interruption for something else, and you interrupt for the Chamesh Neiros. Delik Demei L'Dama Tamid. That it comes before the Dama Tamid. V'chad Shadya L'Dama Tamid. And we use the other one for the Dama Tamid. D'nik Demei L'Atav Shtei Neiros. That that comes before the Atav Shtei Neiros. Chad, a third Baboiker. Remember, it said Baboiker, Baboiker in each Pasuk. Shadya L'Atav Shtei Neiros. D'nik Demei L'Dama Tamid. Tells you to put it by the five Neiros that comes before the Dama Tamid. Dahacha Tlasa. Because it says Baboker three times. Once Baboker, Baboker, Retivus, and Nirus Yaktirena. And another extra time by the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. Vahacha, but by the Dama Tamid, Trey, it's only mentioned twice. Vechad, and one, Baboker, Shadyul Dama Tamid, Deniktime Latav Shnei Neros. One of the Babokers, we learned, we put by the Karbon Tamid to say that it's before the Shnei Neros. Avagav, Dahacha, Dahacha Trey, Vahacha Trey. Even though each one of them has Baboker twice, so how do you know that the Karbon Tamid is what's going to interrupt? Mechaper Adif, the reason being that Kapara is more significant, and the Karbon Tamid is the Karbon Ola is Mechaper, and that comes before the Atav Shtei Neiros if you know that you need to interrupt one. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye, Ve'eim Echad Shadi L'Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi. Why don't we put one of the bokers and assert it for the Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi, Dinik Demei L'Dam HaTamid, and say that it comes before the Dam HaTamid, Dehacha Tlasa V'Achitrei, and say that there's three by the Dishon, because aside from saying by the Dishon, Baboker, Aboker, Beitiva Saneris Yaktirenu, say there's an extra Boker from the Toh Gizrei Eitzim, V'chad Shadya L'Dam HaTamid, and then put one by the Dam HaTamid, D'niktim L'Atavis Chamesh Neiros, and use one of them to say that the Dam HaTamid comes before the last two Neiros. V'hacha Trey Mechaper, V'hacha Trey, and then it says by the Atavis Chamesh Neiros Baboker twice, and to tell us that the Dishon comes first, says the Gemara, Shemechaper Adif, at the end of the day, the kapara of the Karbon Tamid should come first. Asks the Gemara, in Cain, based on all the above, Afsuke b'may mefsakislu. Asks Abaye to Rav Papa, according to your suggestion, how would you interrupt the Hatav Shnei Re'eros? Hanichal Rish Lakish Damar l'ma meitivin v'chozer meitivin. I understand, according to Rish Lakish, that there's a time that we interrupt that you mative part of the Neiros, and then you interrupt it, and then you do it again. Kedei, this is a Gemara earlier, Chav Dalid, Lahargish Kol Azar Kula Shapir. I understand, according to him, that's why you interrupt. El Rabbi Yochanan, Damer Baboker Baboker Chilku L'Shnei Bikarim, Ma'ika L'Meimar. According to him, how could it possibly be that you were binaktim the Dam HaTamid to the Atavas Chamesh Neiros? Must be that the interruption could only be due to the Dam HaTamid. So the Torah on the one hand is telling us to stop. According to Reish Lakish, the only reason it could be that the Torah is telling you is so that more people should come and see it, that there should be an excitement. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that doesn't exist. And what are they going to do? Explains Rashi, we had suggested above, the Rav Papa had asked, maybe even do the Dishon HaPnimi and have that come before the Dam HaTamid. Rashi explains, but then we would be stuck with Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos. Because you'd be doing the, going to the Mizbeach HaTores before you've taken care of the menorah. Because in the Torah, it's clearly that order. That what you do is you first do the Atavas HaNeros and then the Dishon HaMizbeach. Amalei Ravina Leravashi, Hai Baboker Baboker De Eitzim Mimi Yaser. Is it left over? All the way back we had learned, according to Abaye, that the Seder Atavas HaNeros, we have an extra Baboker Baboker by the Shnei Gzire Eitzim, and asks Ravina to Ravashi, that
doesn't seem to be left over. Hami boy le gufe. Don't we need it for itself? The Kamar Rachman and Niktamul Marocha Shnei Shel Ktoris, that the Torah says that it comes before the Marocha Shnei Shel Ktoris. Amarlei, Ravashi said to Ravina, V'lav mi okimna. Didn't we learn it from Alehaf? When the Pasuk says, Uvir Aleha Koyin, that the Seder Shnei Gzire Eitzim is done Aleha, that's on the Mareches Gedola, V'lo Al Chaverta, and not on the Marocha Shnei. Miklal, so we see from here that at the time that you set up the gezirim on the Marocha Gedola, Isa l'chaverta, that the Marocha Shnia already exists. So there's no need to say baboker to tell us the Shnei Gzir Eitzim comes before the Marocha Shnia, because it already said Aleha that the Shnei Gzir Eitzim is put on the Marocha Rishona and not on the Marocha Shnia, and therefore we could use that baboker to tell us the order of the Hatovas, Haneros, and the Dam HaTamid, as we had discussed earlier on the Daf. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Gimel. The Drashos on Daf Lamed Gimel and the Bez are not easy. Bezer Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow with Maishna, 10 lines from the bottom. This concludes Daf Lamed Gimel and Mesechus Yumah.